because he did an incredible job this weekend, and I thought, wow, if you haven't heard the Ron Paul debate clips, you needed to. If you're just tuning in now, well, you're SOL because we've already played them all. But you can always just look for them online. Search Ron Paul ABC Iowa debate, and it's a 13-minute basically clip that will come up, and it's all of the highlights of Ron Paul. Well worth your 13 minutes. If you haven't sat down and listened to these things or shared them with a friend or whatever, please take the time to do it, because Ron Paul really knocks it out of the park, and he's doing a great job. So I was pretty excited about it. That's why we did that. But there's other things to discuss here. Of course, we'll take your calls, 855-453. Coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about Christmas and buying habits and going into debt. But first, John is on the line listening to WNMT up in Nashwauk, Minnesota. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, great to hear that Ron Paul tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, anyway, somebody gave me this quote several years ago. It says, a man lives dangerously who trusts his health to a doctor, his rights to a politician or a lawyer, his money to a banker, or his soul to a preacher.
I like that. Who said that?
One of my friends gave me that quote.
It's a good one.
But yeah, I like it. But the thing is, when did we have to stop taking care of ourselves? You know, we have to take care of ourselves, and then we'll be able to help take care of somebody else if we choose to.
I think it's okay to go to, like, a doctor for a consultation, but to take a doctor's word as gold is a very dangerous thing. And, you know, to trust anyone as somehow, you know, more than human, someone who is infallible, for instance, is indeed a very dangerous position to put oneself in.
Yeah, I'm not into synthetic medication. I like the real things, you know,
mm-hmm.
real herbs and the vitamins and whatever.
Sure.
But the thing is, when we give up our freedom to somebody else to tell us how to live, that's pretty bad.
Absolutely, it's the beginning of the end. You're giving up your own sovereignty to someone else. Although, if you want to do it consensually, that's your business, right? Like if that's how you want to live your life, is have people tell you how to live, that's fine. I mean, you're welcome to choose that lifestyle for yourself. Just please don't force it on me and other people who would prefer to not have that forced upon them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Because I think there are people that want to be told what to do. I think there are people that like to be, I don't know if led is the right word, but that like to have people that they feel like are in charge, that they feel like, you know, oh, well, this person knows what I should do, so I should follow them. By all means, those people should be free to choose their leaders. They should be free to fire their leaders if they decide they don't like their leadership anymore, and indeed should be free to become their own leader if that's the direction they want to take their life.
Yeah, they got to master their own life first before they can master anybody else's.
Indeed, John. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's just what I'm so thankful that you're at least get to hear Ron Paul now. I can't hear him on other stations, you know.
Well, then call WNMT up and talk to the program director and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live, because I'm glad we're on up there, and it's a great station, huge signal. Thanks for the call tonight,
yeah,
John. Appreciate
you.
It. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. There's a certain time in your life, everyone, when they're a child, for instance, certainly looks up to mom and dad or whoever it is that's taking care of them to tell them, you know, to lead them. But over time, most young people decide they want to take control of their own lives, and they should be able to at some point. They should be able to emancipate themselves, in fact, at some point, if they decide that they absolutely want nothing to do with their parents. I mean, I know, Julia, that you and your dad don't get along very well. I mean, would it have been a better life for you, do you think, if you had, you know, maybe when you became a teenager, been able to get out from under his grip?
I would have loved to have left then. To be clear, like, it wasn't in a physically abusive relationship or anything like that.
But he beat the dog.
Yeah, he beat the dog, but he was just, you know, he was just a jerk. He could be a very nice guy, but he had an anger problem, and it never went away, you know. Like, even when I was 21 years old and I moved out of the house, mm-hmm. he was still, you know, throwing temper tantrums. So I just said, see you later.
And you cut ties with him.
Yes. And I haven't talked to him in 5 years.
And some people would say that's wrong.
Or sad.
Dad.
I get that sad a lot, and I'm really, it's not sad. I hardly think of him unless someone brings it up.
Right, like, what are you missing?
No, I'm not missing anything.
Well, exactly. Well, that's the suggestion, right? That, you know, it's, there's something there that you could have with your dad, and that you're missing that by not...
Yeah, I could have him being a jerk and
right.
talking down to me.
Right, telling you to go to college or something like that, which you are now going to college.
Yeah, and, but see here, like when I was going to college, I wanted to be a teacher.
Right.
And when I started taking the teaching classes, I decided I didn't want to be a teacher anymore. And at that point in time, I had paid for all of my classes myself. I went to community college. I lived at home. I wasn't eligible for any loans. I just worked and paid my way through. So he wanted me to go to a four-year university to get a liberal arts degree.
Well, like he did, right?
Right. And I said, well, it's just hilarious because
actually,
he had trouble.
He kept going, didn't he?
He always had trouble finding jobs. Like my, you know what I mean?
So just get more education, right?
That right. Well, that was the idea. But he wasn't going to pay for it. He wanted me to take out loans to get a liberal arts degree.
Oh,
and I said, you know, I'd rather wait and see what I want to do before I,
that's a
you
really
know, decide
poor
to,
idea.
Right. And I didn't do it, and it made him really mad, and he supposedly disowned me, and then 8 months later said, why? You need to talk to me now.
And, well, he didn't exactly come crawling back. He came like a jerk.
He always has since then. I get an email like once a year, and it's pompous. It's rude. It's
like trying to guilt trip you.
Right.
Basically.
It's never, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's always like, it's so sad that you don't have an education.
Jeez.
And the funny thing about
this is... Who's in debt there, Dad?
Yeah, well, I started going to school, and the reason why I started going to school was because my work pays for it, and then I got a new job, and my new job's going to pay for it.
So you've gotten to a point in your life where you could see school as valuable. There was a real purpose.
Right.
In it,
I'm going for a specific degree, and I'm not going to have much debt, and this degree is a useful degree where it's actually going to help me make more money.
Unlike a liberal arts degree.
Right.
And like,
I mean,
whatever.
It's not sociology or anything like that. So, like, but at this point in time, I've decided what direction I possibly want to go in, and you know what I mean? So it makes sense. But to just say, you need to do this because I said so, because it's the right thing to do,
but
I mean,
that's what young
stupid.
People are supposed to do.
It's stupid.
And the thing that we haven't pointed out is he is an academic, and he has spent, as I understand it, his whole life teaching. So
barely. He would like to be an academic. He's too pathetic to actually become that.
He has had teaching jobs, though.
He has had teaching jobs, but see, the big difference between him and my mom is a restaurant manager, and she has done very well for herself because she's a hard worker. She makes more money than my dad. She subsidized
put him through school.
His college. She took care of us, you know, a hardworking lady, and it's served her well. And my dad kind of looks down on her, I think. He's never come out and said that. But he, one time he said to me that he didn't like talking to people that were uneducated, that he was getting to that point, which to him, uneducated simply means didn't go to school. And
or as long as he did.
Right. But he always quit jobs, like always. I mean, he would get mad at work all the time growing up, and he would come home, and he would be, I quit. They made me mad, I quit. And my mom was always really anti doing that. And my dad, he's always had trouble finding jobs. And I wonder if it's because of his work history.
Yeah, or his ethic, or lack thereof.
So it's kind of amusing for me. But anyway, to bring back the point, it doesn't make me sad at all. I hardly think of him. He's just not a part of my life.
Right. You should be able to choose your family. And family are a group of strangers that you're thrown into by birth. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry.
And they can be wonderful.
They can.
I like my brother.
Right.
And my mom and I actually have, our relationship has improved a lot over the years, and I like her too. And my mom and dad are actually still married, and I have a fairly decent, a good relationship with my mom. I wouldn't say we're the closest, but we never really were. I'd say we're closer than we ever were. And my mom and dad are married, and I just totally ignore him. We don't talk about him at all.
Anybody that is a negative in your life, you should cut them out.
See you later.
1-855, even if they're blood, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You have no obligation to somebody that is a downer for you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Remember, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world, from getting a free bumper sticker to web banners and graphics and flyers you can download and print out over at promote.freetalklive.com. Vaporsmiths, they are on board with this show, and they've got a great product because I've actually got one, and I've never smoked cigarettes in my life. I just think it's so much fun to have the vapor and blow vapor rings with it. But for people that actually do use cigarettes, you know those things aren't good for you, and maybe you've been looking for an alternative. Maybe you're not quite ready to quit smoking, or maybe you're not ready to quit nicotine, but you know they're bad and you want to do something about it. Well, the vaporizer from Vaporsmiths is a great alternative. It's healthier. It is going to save you money. The average pack-a-day smoker could save up to $120 a month with this. Plus, you get a free standard starter kit, which includes two of the e-cigarettes and the charger as well, with the purchase of 40 cartomizers or more. So you go to Vaporsmiths.com or call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Order yourself at least 40 cartomizers. You get the starter kit for free. So it's a great deal. Plus, on any order over $60, you get free shipping. So really, you know, you can't go wrong with this. And the product is incredible. There's different flavors. There's different levels of nicotine in them as well. So you get the high level, the mid level, and the ultralight. And for me, I like the ultralight, but I've never been a cigarette smoker. Some people, just switching from cigarettes, you probably want to start with the high level of nicotine. And if you do decide you want to quit using nicotine, then you can wean yourself off using the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette. So you start at the high level and then work down to the mid level and work down to the ultralight. And soon, as I understand it, they're going to come out with Vaporsmith Zeros, which will have no nicotine in them whatsoever. We'll announce that officially when it actually happens, but I talked to the guy that operates the company. He says that's on the way. So then you'd be able to cut it down to absolutely nothing, and then you just have the habit of, you know, using the product even though there's no nicotine in it. It's amazing. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. So we'll continue here, and we'll take your calls. And by the way, the coupon code to get that 40 cartomizer deal is FTL, as in Free Talk Live from Vaporsmiths.com. Let's talk to Shadow in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Shadow?
Well, just a little bit before 3 p.m. this afternoon, one street over and two blocks up, we had a shootout.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I watched carefully up there, and boy, a whole bunch of other cops showed up. I mean, it's like they materialized out of thin air, and then the paramedics showed up and everything like that. And of course, the ambulance wound up taking somebody somewhere. I'm just guessing by the whole thing, by watching it like that, because I've seen a lot of my neighborhood that they probably had the shooting was probably between police and maybe some drug people. And maybe, you
That's
know, these
typical.
Cops thought they were going to arrest somebody, and they said, oh, no, you're not, man, you know. So.
Yep.
My
that's typical. I'd
got
say
the
that's a safe guess.
And stuff like that, you know, and I've noticed I haven't seen any cops in my neighborhood since. So I've noticed that every time there's a shooting going on with police involved, for two or three days they make themselves scarce, man. They just disappear from the neighborhood.
Why do you think that is?
Well, maybe to calm things down a bit and everything, I guess, because this neighborhood's, well, you know, this is, like I say, there's a lot of drug pushers here and some gang people and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe it's because the cops are scared.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I've noticed that after a certain time at night, usually around, say, 1:32 in the morning, something like that. There ain't no cops in here no more, man. Like that. So I figure that's what this is. Now, this was just a shooting, you know, low-caliber gun. It's nothing Hollywood movie stuff.
Now, how many times do the Budweiser beer distributors locally have shootouts with the police?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Shadow, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're not, you know, you didn't get in the crossfire there. But actually, we were just talking during the break, Julia, about alcohol prohibition. I guess you've been watching a show on HBO, Boardwalk Empire.
This is true.
And you were highly recommending it to me. And I'll definitely check it out.
Yep, I recommend anybody check it out. It's really neat. It's you know, it's an HBO show.
It's fiction, but it's based
in reality,
right? It is
fiction, but it's based on real characters. And it starts, the first episode is the night before Prohibition is about to go into effect.
Hmm.
And all these politicians and, you know, upper class people are sitting in a room drinking alcohol and celebrating how much money they're going to make.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really crazy because, well, first of all, there's lots of violence, as you can imagine. Like, as the story unfolds, things just get uglier and uglier the longer it's the prohibition is going on.
Right.
But it's interesting to me hearing the money. Like, when they talk about how much money they make, like, I'm going to sell this pouch of alcohol for $300,000. And back then,
that's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder if it's historically accurate, the prices. However,
you would hope so.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, they really did a great job with, like, the style and sort of the feel of, mm-hmm. you know, what you would presume the 20s were like.
Right.
Like, a lot of the women in the movie are very, docile, and you know what I mean? Like, the whole attitude, it makes you feel, in my opinion, like it's pretty historically accurate. Like, they spent a lot of time on the outfits and sort of the attitude and the social norms and things like that of the 20s. So I'd like to think that some of those prices are accurate, but when you hear it, it's so incredible, especially when you factor in how much more money that was back then.
Yeah, $300,000 back then would have been an incredible amount of money compared to today. I mean, today is not bad, but back then it would have been huge.
Right. So it's interesting seeing the sales and things go down and the violence. And it's very accurate in that way. And so it's a good show and definitely worth watching.
And, of course, the violence stopped as soon as the Prohibition ended.
Right.
I mean, literally. You end Prohibition and the violence goes away because all of a sudden the same business can be done above board. It can be done without backroom shady deals, back alley deals. It can be done without having to deal with gangs protecting territory with machine guns. And you don't have shootouts between the cops and Coors.
Yeah.
You don't have Budweiser bombing, somebody else's factory. Those things don't happen. Because people have to be on the up and up. They have to be transparent with their business. And if a company were found to be doing business in a way like that, they would be completely punished by people in the marketplace. That's not cool. Nobody appreciates that kind of thing. Nobody wants to live in that world where everyone has to be afraid for their family and their livelihood and their business. It just doesn't happen in the legitimate marketplace. So ending Prohibition brings an end to the situations like Shadow was encountering today, where there was a shootout in his neighborhood. I mean, kids get caught in those kids. Not only do they get caught in the crossfire just randomly, like bullets going through bedroom windows and things like that, or through walls of nearby houses, but in some cases, kids get involved in the actual drug dealing because they feel like they need to help their parents make rent payments or whatever, and so they hit the streets and they get involved, or it's just attractive to have the money that is available through it. So you're putting kids at risk by doing this stuff. 1-855-450-FREE. By doing this stuff, I mean by having prohibition, by having a prohibition on drugs, needs to end. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. Coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about people and their spending habits when it comes to holiday shopping, and it's pretty disturbing to you, so we'll get to that. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you can access through the site. Head to freetalklive.com. You can actually get signed up for our news updates over at news.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to stay in the loop when it comes to stuff happening with Free Talk Live. So you'll know first if you're on our news list, and you can follow us via email, or if you prefer Twitter or Facebook, we do it that way too. So you can get on any one of those, or more than one, all of it free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum 2012. It's back after unfortunately missing a year due to an organizer snafu, I guess you could say, in 2011. The Liberty Forum is returning, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend. February 23rd through the 26th is when it's happening in Nashua at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. And it's going to be a great time, not just because you get to see, you know, speakers, kind of big name speakers like Peter Schiff, who's one of the keynote speakers. Also, John Lott from the book More Guns, Less Crime. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. We've got Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast. Joel Salatin is another one of the keynote speakers. He is the author of 7 books, including You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business, and many more. There are more still to be announced. Jody Emery is going to be there as well from Cannabis Culture. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I've heard rumor there's going to be another reprise of the 420 celebration, which was huge news from back in 2009 at that Liberty Forum when a bunch of people got, 2010 I think it was, when a bunch of people were arrested out there. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. But the real reason to be there is to be around other people who love freedom and to get to know them. And if you live in New Hampshire, well, you know, you already know some of these folks. But if you're considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people all converging to the same place, this is a great opportunity and a great excuse to check out New Hampshire right in the middle of wintertime and get to meet some of the folks who could be your neighbors and friends for life down the line. So it's a great time. Julia, I know you've been in the past, and you've enjoyed yourself.
Yep. I have.
Do you think you're going to go this year?
Maybe.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It certainly is affordable. You know, you can always split a hotel room with multiple people. I think they're, you know, it's just over $100 or something like that, maybe $120, $140 for a hotel. You divvy that up by four, you know, put four people in there, you're looking at $30-something per person per night. I mean, so it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to go to this thing, and the ticket for the actual convention is around $200, I think it's $209 for the VIP pass that gets you into all the meals, you know, the banquet dinners and luncheons and things like that, and all of the speeches and everything. So, once again, go to freestateproject.org/liberty. Forum, and you can actually save 10% on whatever ticket you decide to buy. So you can get a ticket that has no meals in it for even less, you know, like maybe I think it was $119 last I looked or something like that. And so you can get it cheaper if you need to. But whatever ticket you buy, you'll save 10% if you use discount code FTL2012. That's FTL2012 to save 10% on your registration over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's a great time. Look forward to seeing you there. So, Julia, it's the holiday shopping season, and of course, we talk about buying things for folks because, well, some people want to buy things for people this holiday season, but some people take their buying experience maybe a little too far.
Right. This article, I didn't realize it when I picked it out. It's actually from the UK.
Okay.
But I've seen these kinds of articles every year. I see them, and I think that numbers, you would find similar numbers in America, and so I think it's important to talk about.
Well, I think people have you know, poor financial habits across the Western world.
So it's from the Daily Mail, and it's 1 in 3 will go into debt to pay for Christmas presents.
Oh, my.
1 in 3 Britons will take on debt to pay for Christmas gifts, a survey has found. Most of those going into the red will spend more than average on their credit card or use their overdraft to absorb extra spending. Others will borrow from friends or family and take out a personal loan.
Wow.
I used to work at a bank, and I saw this. People took out loans.
Were you there during the holiday season?
I was.
Okay.
And people would take out loans and for Christmas gifts.
Mm.
And I'm stupefied. I don't even know what to say. You know, I view gift giving at Christmas time to be pretty pointless. Some people find it fun, and, you know, that's your business, and I'm certainly not talking down on you for that. But if you can't afford Christmas gifts, and if you're taking out loan, you can't afford it.
Right.
And that's something I think most people don't understand. What I mean? Right?
You don't think they understand that that means they can't afford it?
I don't think that a lot of people necessarily make the connection. I think that loans are so common that they don't think about it that way.
Well, they know they can't afford it, like, on one level. I guess what I'm saying is they know on the front level that they can't afford it because they don't have the money in their account. So they realize they have to take out a loan. But I guess they're probably telling themselves when they take out that loan is, well, this is how I can afford it.
Yes.
Right? Because they look at their payments and look at what they're earning and they figure, okay, well, I can make these payments and so I'll be okay.
The kind of scary thing about that is I would say that a large percentage of people who take out loans don't truly understand how they work, because when I worked at the bank,
that's probably true.
Oh, it's scary. When I worked at the bank, people would, you know, they have the tickets, right, with your car loan. One lady once screaming at me because she was out of tickets, and that meant that the loan was paid off. I said, no. I mean, when you took out the loan, you didn't notice that they said it was for 5 years, not one? Like, you just get new tickets every year. I mean, and I saw that a lot. And I saw a lot of young people that didn't understand how interest works. You know what I mean? Like, in their head, if the car was $10,000, they've done the math, and they think, okay, well, once I've done 10 payments, you know, of this much, it's paid off. Because they don't understand how the interest...
They'd be paying 17 after all said and done.
And they would get mad, and they wouldn't. They couldn't understand it, and... You know,
it's all
you
your fault, little teller lady.
Yes, it was definitely my fault. But if you don't understand how loans work, please don't take one out.
Yeah,
same goes for credit cards.
But anyway, a loan.
Yes. Yeah. To continue with this, 44% of the nation is already living with non-mortgage debt, such as outstanding credit card balances. I would say that's pretty similar.
I wonder if it's higher here.
Yeah.
44% seems really low.
I agree.
given people's financial lack of financial intelligence.
Right. Now research by YouGov for payment technology.
And hold on a second. When I say financial intelligence, I don't mean that like you're dumb to finances or that that it couldn't be remedied. I just simply mean maybe financial ignorance is a better way to put that, because these things can be solved. I mean, these issues that people have with not understanding these matters can be remedied. It's just a matter of, you know, wiping away the ignorance with information. So it's possible to have that financial intellect and, you know, be better at saving and those sorts of things. But you have to put effort into it.
Yeah, definitely. Now research by YouGov for payment technology firm Intelligent Environments, whatever that is, has found that 31% of us, including those already in arrears, are prepared to spend more than we can truly afford over the holidays.
So you're already in debt.
Yes.
Go ahead and get some more debt so you can prove to your loved ones that you love them.
Now,
right? Isn't that what it's all about?
And I think that this is so sad because I really understand, and I don't have kids, and to be honest, I don't want them ever, at least at this point in my life. I've never changed my mind.
They always say that you're going to change your mind.
I know, they do, but I just don't.
How you change your
mind? I just don't like them. Maybe, maybe that could happen when I was like 40 and bored. Mm. I just don't see it, but whatever. I don't have kids, and so, you know, this doesn't even apply to me, but I understand why parents like Christmas with their kids, you know, because Christmas is very exciting for kids. And I think sure. I can understand what it would be like to have a kid and have them be really excited to get up in the morning, you know what I mean, for all
right.
those gifts. I think that really warms a lot of parents' hearts.
But do you need to spend a bunch of money?
Well, then? I think that you could have a nice Christmas for a kid for a couple $100.
Oh, God, not even that much. Get them a cardboard box. They love that crap. Look it up here. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one, is the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still enough time for you to bring up anything or comment on this issue of people going into debt simply so that they can buy stuff for people during the holiday season. We'll get right back into that. But one thing you don't have to go into debt for is to get yourself a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They have over 100,000 titles in categories such as fiction, classics, business, history, romance, mysteries and thrillers, erotica, sci-fi, fantasy, self-development, kids and young adult categories. So if there's a book you're looking for, it's probably at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You go in through that link, you get a free download and a 14-day trial by signing up over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Cost you nothing except the time it takes to do it. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Audible's a huge website and worth your time if you think you would enjoy some audiobooks. If you've never tried one before, what do you got to lose? Go ahead and give it a shot. So audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue in this discussion, it's actually news from the UK. Right. However, it translates well here because people have financial problems left and right in this country. And as you were pointing out, Julia, you used to work at a bank. People don't understand debt. They don't understand loans. And yet they get into them. And they get in over their heads in some cases. Now, you know, maybe they've had a history where every year they take out a loan for Christmas and every year they pay it off. And, you know, it seems to work. But what happens if you take out loans and lose your job? What happens then? See, the people that take out loans are presuming they're going to have the same financial situation tomorrow yeah. as they do the day that they take the loan out. And that's not always going to be the case, especially in a down economy. But anytime, you know, you could always lose your job for some reason if that's what you have as a job.
And if you can pay off a loan for Christmas gifts in less than the year to take it on again, mm-hmm. why not just save the money up for the Christmas present?
And not have to pay the interest.
Right. Because I don't think people understand how much you pay in interest. Like, I have a car loan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to take out a car loan. At the time, I was working in an hour away. My car died. I needed a car immediately,
yeah.
and I needed it to be a reliable car, so I wanted a newer one, so I took out a loan. And I understand loans. I pay more than my car payment so that I don't have to pay the interest, as much interest. But
right, you're still paying interest.
Right,
you're paying down principal.
I mean, I would have paid, if I just paid the minimum payments, I would pay $5,000 in interest.
And it was, what, a $16,000
yeah.
loan or something like that?
I mean,
that?
That's a lot of, that's a third, almost
yeah,
a third of
more
the car.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so people, you just don't,
you don't get any extra value for it.
No, not at all.
So
by the time the loan's done, it was a 5-year loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I just paid the minimum payments, by the time the loan's done, my car's like so old, you know what I mean? How many miles would I have put on it? How much longer would I have the car for and then need to take out another loan? It's just, not the way to do things.
That's why so many people end up getting what they call upside down in their car or whatever.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, they're paying on these payments and these car payments, and then all of a sudden there's a car wreck or something like that, and it, you know, the insurance doesn't even cover it because they still owe money to their loan. And so they're
now screwed. They do have options, and if you got to pay attention when you get loans, like to the people that are issuing you the loans. Like, I have insurance on my car that guarantees a blue book value. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
really?
If I get into an accident, then they're going to give me this much money or whatever. I mean,
and that's from your insurance company?
This is from the car. I pay a little bit more for this guarantee. You know what I mean? Like,
from
there
the
are
car
options.
Company?
Yes. From the loan company.
Oh, from the loan company. I see.
Yeah. So there are options out there, but you need to pay attention. You need to understand what you're getting into. You need to understand how
loan
works.
I've never had a car loan.
Yeah. I mean, I had no choice.
Right.
It was the way it had to be.
But I think you make a great point. If you can pay off a Christmas loan, why not just save during the year, put a little stock, a little bit of money away every single month, and plan, you know, have a Christmas fund where you can then enter December with a few a few hundred bucks to spend. But that requires discipline.
If you save $25 a month, or I'm sorry, $25 a week, at the end of the year, you will have over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That is plenty of money to spend on Christmas. And $25 a week isn't that much
if you have
a decent paycheck coming in. Not even a huge paycheck, just a standard.
And if you feel like you're scraping by, then that's when it's time to look at your habits and it's time to look at what you're spending money on. I mean, we were just talking about the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette a few moments ago. Talk about a great way to, you know, instantly save some money. Vaporsmith says that if you're a pack-a-day smoker, you're going to save $120 a year right there.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a big deal.
So I guess the message that I would like to put out there is
120 a month. I'm sorry. 120 a month.
Oh,
that's
for
what
that.
I thought. Yeah, for Vaporsmiths.
Whoops.
Yeah, big difference.
So I guess the message that I would like to put out there is, you know, like I was saying, I get Christmas for kids. I don't have kids, but I get it. I remember Christmas as a child, and I was so excited. You know, Chris and I, Luther is my brother, and Chris mm-hmm. and I would wake up we could barely go to bed, right? And we had this tradition where we would have like a slumber party in one of our rooms on Christmas night, and we would stay up and we could barely go to bed, and at 3 o'clock we would wake up and we'd go outside and we'd look at we'd take our stockings in, we thought we were being sneaky, look at the gifts, and then we weren't allowed to get up till 6, so at 5:55 we couldn't mm-hmm. take it anymore, and we would go wake them up, you know, and it was really exciting. And
sure.
I get that. I understand why, as a parent, that would be really fun and heartwarming and all of that, and it would just be a really fun family activity. You can do Christmas for kids on the cheap. I don't think you could spend a few $100s on a kid and they'd be very happy. You could get a lot of gifts for them. Well, they spend more. So
really?
To me,
what does the average family spend on their kids?
I think it's a lot. I think that they get big gifts like Xboxes, and they get a lot of little gifts.
That never happened to me.
There needs to be gifts from Santa.
That never happened to me growing up.
Right.
I never got big gifts like that.
See, we got one big gift, like a bike, and then, you know what I mean, like little gifts.
But it wasn't any less fun for me because
no.
I didn't, you know.
I think part of the fun is seeing them under
the
tree and wrapping them.
Right.
So
the anticipation, like you were talking about as well. And parents will talk about how when they're raising, you know, really little kids, that there's this habit that some people have of just buying the hot toy and buying the most expensive thing or whatever, buying, you know, spending all this money. And then there are all these stories about how you give the kid this expensive toy and they end up playing in the cardboard box for it, because that's just more fun. There's more imagination involved in a cardboard box. And, you know, I'm not saying get your kids a cardboard box, but I think the point's important to make in that, you know, kids have imagination and they don't have to have the hot toy
to
be happy.
Well, I would say especially with younger kids. Like, if your kid is under 5, you could get them the simplest of gifts and they'd be very happy just opening it. And I mean, I'm sure when your kid's under 5, two, you have to coax them to open it because they don't even understand the tradition yet.
You know, my parents, I bought my first Nintendo.
Yeah.
I saved up my money and bought it, and I was getting, I forget what I was doing for my allowance, but usually I wouldn't just get allowance for nothing. Usually I was doing some chore each week to get that. And so, man, was I proud of being able to buy that Nintendo. I mean, that was like $100 back when I bought that, and for me, that was a lot of saving. You know, and I think it's important for parents to, that's how you teach financial responsibility.
Right. Well, I
to
guess
your
that's
kids.
Why you have by, it and I don't.
By not buying, your kids a bunch of stuff when they're growing up and, you know, incentivize them to do the right thing, and that is save.
Well, what makes me most sad about this concept, this article, is that this is mostly for adults, I believe. I believe that the reason why people are taking humongous loans out is because they feel like they need to get gifts for every
for their
aunt and uncle.
Members of their family.
Right. For every aunt and uncle, for every relative, cousin. I mean, and it's ridiculous.
It is
Stand
ridiculous.
In a circle and pass $20 bills around. Christmas
right.
for adults, I don't even, like, I mean, I...
Because how often are you getting the right thing anyway?
Right. If you don't know what to get somebody, you don't need to get them a gift because it's not thoughtful.
You
You're just
them.
Getting them something because you feel like you should.
Right. Well, this is the way it's always been, or they won't think I love them
right.
if I don't get them a gift.
I mean, when Chris and I were adults and we moved out of the house, we said, no more Christmas for us. We don't want gifts. We're not going to get you gifts. Like, do something better with your money. And my mom has really taken this and run with it, and she spends, like, a lot of money. She can now because she doesn't have kids to raise anymore, but she spends, like, $1,000 and buys presents for needy children.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, and she feels wonderful about it. And she told me that, I guess what they do with the family Christmas, which we used to all get each other gifts, and it was so expensive and so annoying. I guess they don't do that anymore. They do like one. They like do like a Secret Santa where they do one gift for one person. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I try to convince people, everybody I'm close to stop with this Christmas nonsense.
Right on. Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. You know, if you love people,
bah humbug.
If you love people, then gifts shouldn't be a requirement.
No.
And then when you do give a gift, if it's just on some, you know, random point throughout the year, then it's special.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's then hopefully tailored to that one person at that right time. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.